Someone has suggested that there are few perfect creations in the world. Among them is the 23rd Psalm. Nothing else written by man is known by as many as this song. Every Jewish child from Jerusalem to New York to Russia can recite this song. Every well-nurtured Christian child from one end of the globe to the other can quote it. It has been recited in Greek, Hebrew, Latin, Chinese, and in every other language where the Christian message has been preached. The powerful, positive message of verse 1, "The Lord is my shepherd," has provided hope, health, and happiness to literally multitudes who are not ashamed to identify themselves as the sheep of the Lord's pasture. There are many misinterpretations and misapplications, and with this in mind, I want to share different approaches to life based on misapplication of Psalms 23:1. And then I want to conclude with a brief look at what this passage really says and means. We see that in verse 1, David wrote, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But there are many misapplications of this. In our world today, many would say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I can have anything that I want." This response flows from a purely Americanized theology of materialism. It is the theology of the American way. After all, everybody knows that the American way is God, guns, guts, and greed. This theology ignores the fact that while one half of America's population is grossly overweight, 460 million people are starving to death in the world right now. Yet there are those who would have us believe that God is like a genie in a bottle. If we rub him the right way, we can have anything we want. But you say, what about Psalms 37:4? "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Well, that's just it. When you delight yourself in him, he regulates your desires. What about John 15:7? "If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." Can you not see that when you abide in him, and when his words abide in you, he regulates your desires? Isn't it strange that we can remember these passages, but forget Philippians 4:11? Paul says, "I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith be content." It's also interesting that we don't remember Hebrews 13:5, "Be content with such things as you have." It is also amazing that we overlook 1 Timothy 6. Paul said, "Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothes, let us be therewith content." God is not a pawn in your hand. Just because he is your shepherd does not mean you can manipulate God and have anything you want. When Jesus said, "Ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you," Jesus is referring to those that have sold out to him, those who love only what he loves, those who hate only what Jesus hated, those who have taken up their cross daily, those who are crucified daily, who die daily. Those are the people that will ask nothing amiss, that will ask nothing that's out of the will of God, for they have presented their bodies to God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, that they may know the will of God. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.